the hamburger is probably not quite an Australian native invention, but we can probably claim the addition of beetroot, maybe even pineapple. Certainly a fixture, the burger, on the national food landscape. Where did the idea of a burger come from, you may ask? How did it become such an iconic foodstuff? Well, Ethan Jenkins is the man with the answers here. He's co-author of The Burger Book. Ethan, welcome.
Thank you very much. How are you doing?
I'm figuring you're a bit of a burger fan.
I'm a bit of a burger fan, and yes, I reckon, although it's not Australian, we've definitely added beetroot and even maybe the fried egg on top of the burger.
Oh, okay. So these are the regional eccentricities. Pineapple, not us?
Could be. I'm not sure. I haven't pinpointed that one exactly myself yet. But,
I was hoping for a more definitive account there, Ethan. You've let me down. Genghis Khan apparently had a bit to do with the burger. I think you need to explain that to us.
Yeah, correct. It sounds like a bit of a far-fetched start to a burger, but Genghis Khan, with his riding on horses, they used to keep meat underneath their saddle, so the meat became kind of tenderized, and I guess through that process after that, they had became the first burger, I guess, because it came to Russia, and then through a long, fickle history, eventually went to the fast food revolution in America.
Yes, indeed. And so, well, I guess never mind.
Somehow ended up on the shores of Australia.
Never mind beetroot. The authentic burger has a bit of saddle and Mongol thigh added to it. That's the
that's correct.
Additions. Hamburger Charlie's. Tell us about that.
Hamburger Charlie's.
Hmm.
Not familiar with that one myself. I've heard of it. I'm just trying to recall.
And that question was for 20 points too. I'm sorry, Ethan.
But you caught me at the early hour in the morning after Australia Day.
When did the burger enter the realm of fast food? Because that's a real shift in gear.
Yeah, so I suppose the name hamburger came from Hamburg, and then got across to America, where the first popular franchises were White Castle, I'm not sure if you know of that one, and then obviously the one everyone knows, McDonald's, and yeah, it's been quite a fast food thing, but I guess what we've tried to capture in the book is all the independence that, you know, everyone's trying to start to include a burger on their menu these days, which has been a great and delicious process to writing this book.
Now, I have to ask you this, Ethan, in the process of compiling this book, have you supersized personally?
Well, lucky it was a co-written book, because me and burger blogger Jimmy Burgers, we both wrote the book together, so I guess we shared the load with that one.
You've shared the poundage. What?
Cut it in half.
In compiling the burger book, in this extraordinary survey of burgers around the country, what's the key, in your view, to the best burger? What does it have to have?
Yeah, so, well, I reckon one of the major things that you have to have is definitely starting with quality beef. I guess if you start with something with a bad product, you're always going to end up with a bad product. And then from there, I think keeping it simple. I know a lot of people like to add this and that, especially since we're seeing a lot of more burgers in the fine dining scene these days. But to me, the right bun to sauce ratio. You don't want something too dry or something dripping down your arm that you need 20 napkins for. And then just fresh salad ingredients like lettuce and tomato.
And what about the whole beetroot thing? I mean, there's been a certain American fast food chain which has had a fairly wry and amusing advertising campaign over the summer featuring its inclusion of beetroot. Is it as common as we like to think?
Well, I think it's something that's a bit of a divider. Like, even between me and my co-author, he doesn't like a beetroot on a burger, whereas I do. So it's one of those, yeah, I guess you either love it or you hate it.
It's a point of almost religious conviction.
Definitely.
So you're not a burger, and not a beetroot man, Ethan. Well, we can't hold that against you. I'm not sure that I am either, but that perhaps can remain our secret.
Don't tell anyone.
Ethan Jenkins, he is co-author of The Burger Book. He's a man who knows his buns.